Over the past couple weeks, Capitol Police have issued several citations to protesters, mostly for unlawful display of signs in the Capitol Rotunda. Many were issued to people participating in the daily gathering of the Solidarity Sing-Along protest group. But police have not taken a zero-tolerance approach. On days when dozens have shown up without a permit, carrying protest signs, only a handful have been ticketed. Irwin says they're part of a core group of people who've been warned before.
These are the leaders of the group. I mean, the bottom line is they're the leaders. So the organizers, the people that hand out the songbooks, the people that are directing it, the people that are holding the big banners that they've put labor of hours into this, these are the leaders.
Citations like these were previously being referred to the Dane County District Attorney, where most were not prosecuted. They're now being referred to the State Department of Justice. Each ticket costs $200. Irwin says the citations can be avoided if the Solidarity Singers apply for a permit.
Just get a permit. Yeah, and it's free. I don't understand how people would make the choice of getting a citation for $200 versus getting a free permit and still doing the same activity. To me, I take the free permit every day.
Participants in the Solidarity Sing-Along say their right to gather daily in the Capitol is expressly protected by the state constitution. Song leader Brandon Barwick, who was among those recently ticketed, said in a Facebook post that requiring a permit to peaceably petition the government is abridging that constitutional right. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.